Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Tempting Trap. This file will tempt you to listen, to obey, to touch, to go deeper, to lose yourself over and over again. Now, it's not for me to know if this is the first time you're listening, or if you've been steadily going deeper and deeper into that blissful spiral of pleasure and obedience that pulls your mind in so easily, even the first time. Now, there are a few things that I could say to make it easier for me to pull you down, but that's not what this is about. This is a temptation, a seduction, simply the inspiration to obey with your whole body and mind. There might be some questions, some answers, some thoughts that inspire even deeper sensations. Then again, all of this might be no more than a story that you listen to, something to help you to relax, as slowly those waves of relaxation flow through your body, starting wonderfully easy, somewhere in your spine, and flowing down and out. Or, instead of relaxation, what would happen if it was arousal instead? What would happen if the relaxation that you expect to flow through your body is actually more naughty than nice? It would very much entice you to listen more, wouldn't it? It would tempt you to keep your ears open to all the things that I'm saying and doing, slowly letting those waves become stronger. Over and over again, down your spine, all the way down. Because there's some sensitivity down there, isn't it? Now this file, this moment, this time, I'm only tempting you to touch, to obey. Because you know that if you begin touching, absent-mindedly letting your fingers drift back and forth over your skin, that you're already helplessly trapped. Is that what you want? To be trapped in a never-ending spiral of pleasure and obedience, going deeper and deeper, taking your mind away into the nothingness that it craves? You crave. Or maybe not. Maybe this is simply an inspiration for your unconscious to fire up some desire from deep inside. Now, while you're wired to go even deeper with the sound of my voice, those impulses from your ears, the sound traveling here and there, everywhere, vibrations big and small that tease nerves, because I have the nerve to tempt you with this teasing to creep in through the cracks and open up certain places that cannot deny the desire that's asking why you would even start this. Could I tempt you merely by mentioning it? How a touch would tease deeper and deeper, helplessly falling sleepier? Or maybe not. The relaxation is just pleasure hiding away, isn't it? It's simply the sensation of the cessation of thought into the sensual deprivation of sanity. Now maybe the rumble that you feel growing inside is tumbling, tempting, drifting, doing, moving even more into the meandering madness of pleasure. Now you could be trapped in temptation, a never-ending feeling of elation that pulls you in over and over again, giving you no thoughts but to need, want, a seed of desire that wants to bloom into blissful pleasure, beautifully growing wave after wave of relaxation or arousal, desire or depravity, the crave to come, the need to go deeper and deeper, the want to tease and be teased, the wonderful deep craving to listen even more and to feel that desire grow, or an innocent temptation, a wonderfully easy, light feeling of lust, just an adoration of arousal, a drive into desire. What do you desire to do right now with your mind mentally melting away in your need to obey? What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. The answer is obvious, isn't it? Is it just as obvious that your mind, your willingness to obey is leading you into a lustful loss of consciousness, leaving you completely unconscious, helpless, powerless? Your fingers, your body moving to the beat of your pleasure, as you see yourself surrender, giving in to those needs, those instinctual inspirations. Although, I've never quite told you to touch, have I? At no point did I say that you must do anything other than obey. And surely you would obey very deeply, wouldn't you? So while there is a temptation to touch, craving to move, a deep need to feel, I wonder if you're aware or even able to stop yourself from your hands moving down there and to make you feel so good. This situation is driving you forward, feeling fuller in the pleasure that surely takes you even deeper as I pull you more and more into that state where you become helpless and powerless. Unless, of course, you're listening without lust, following along without a single seed of obedience blossoming into a powerful, intense creation of craving. I'm sure you're not thinking about all the ways in which my voice could tell you to touch. I'm sure that you're avoiding any thoughts of instructions of intimate nature. I'm quite certain that you're staying far away from the fancies of ferocious desire, those craving waves of relaxation or pleasure, panting, wanting, breathing. Have you noticed the change in your breath, the movements of your body? Are you giving in to the temptation, falling deeper and deeper into this trap? But you know what's going to happen, don't you? Or do you? Do you actually know? Or does your mind go blank whenever you try to think back on it? Blanked, blissfully overruled by the pleasure that helped you moan and pant and drool even more as you lose yourself to the lust, driven deliciously delirious with desire. Or maybe an innocent, helpless listener, blankly staring into nothingness with your eyes closed. Or perhaps noticing a naughty spark of life and light deep inside of you that seems to cast a shadow over anything even remotely nice. A naughty cloud created in the deepest depths of your fantasies. But I'm not saying anything, merely tempting, seducing, leading a possible way that may or may not take you deeper and deeper as you touch. Would you touch without even thinking, drifting, dripping even deeper, feeling the arousal and sensitivity build up in a way that cannot be denied? Or does this story teach you that temptation is an inevitable journey into the loss of your will? I could ask the question again. I could simply tell you what to do. I may even embed certain sneaky sexual sensations within these words. Or I could obviously state what you are looking for. that's not what this is. Oh no. No, all those things you want are out there. Somewhere. Everywhere inside your mind right now. Flights of fancy, fantasies fighting for attention, craving desire that wants more and more. Oh yes, you can expect no less than a temptation, and no more than a feeling of elation that keeps spreading, embedding itself deep into your thoughts. The sound of my voice, the meaning of my words, are simple ingredients that your unconscious takes and makes the most delicious, desirable moment. And speaking of moments, at some point this file will end. And yet, when it ends, it will also begin, because the temptation is never lost within. Oh no, a continuous battle, a fight for the end of the beginning, where your mind will be swinging back and forth between awareness and depth, lost in lust, and that rhythmical movement, that back and forth as you get closer and further away from the edge, tempted to come but never quite allowed. I wonder, would I even need to tell you that you want to listen more? That if you have the time and the opportunity to let this go on and on and on and on, that you might allow yourself to do so, to fall ever deeper into this blissful spiral of desire, a fire, a ferocious need that spreads through your body with speed and unimpeded by any thoughts you might have or distractions you would choose. The desire is there, everywhere, deep down, and not a moment spares you from that feeling. The crave is deep. The need will seep in through the cracks, a slit, somewhere, a hole to be filled in your mind. In a moment this file will end, and who knows if what follows is just the same again or something else. Or finally the moment where my voice stops and you'll awaken. Someone knows. I know it more than you think. Perhaps next time I'll allow you to touch. Or remind you that I never told you explicitly. It seems like you're just a bit naughty. All I did was tempt you. It's your mind, your will that gave in so willingly, helplessly, powerlessly. So enjoy because whatever follows, I'm sure the frustration will only grow. Enjoy.